You are now listening to the People's Choice Podcast.
It was love at first sight. I know from the way she looked at me. Her eyes said it all. What's the rest, y'all? What's the rest? What's the deal, everybody? Mic check. 1, 2. Cut this up. Turn this on. Get your popcorn ready. It's your boy, Mr. Washed. The People's Choice, TG, the host. DJ, comedian, husband, slash daddy, father, brother, friend, son. You know? It's the People's Choice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 3. Happy Black History Month, my people. Welcome to another day, another dollar, another week. You know, shout out to all y'all. First month is out the way. 2021 is in full gear now. We officially cannot say Happy New Year anymore. The last day for that was the 31st of January. So it's now just what up. If you ain't talked to nobody since last year, you just got to act like, you know, shit just, you got to keep it pushing now. So we back. It's time to get it popping. For those who don't know, I dropped 2 DJ mixes. The link is in my bio on Instagram. Mixcloud, of course, mixcloud.com. Search TG the host. Spin Cycle Volumes 1 and 2. Check me out. You know, we're trying to get better, man. It's inspired by Club Washed. Just, you know, trying to get in that bag. Trying to keep the bag deep. Trying to make sure the money is coming in, where the money resides. We need all of that. So, Volumes 1 and 2 is on Mixcloud. The link is in my bio on the gram. You know, go play that very loud. If your neighbors don't appreciate it, I don't give a. Play it loud, you know, get your mama's hip and you know, your neighbors and all of that, the mailman, let them know what time it is. So yeah, that's what's new in my life, the DJ mixes. Outside of that, not much has changed since the last time I talked to y'all. My wife and kids still live with me. you know, my kids are still, the school is, all that's the same, man. So just, oh, before I get into this, let me shout out the law offices of Lenore Grantham Probate and Estate Planning, my mother. So, you know, my young starter families, you know, 1 kid, 2 kids, 6 kids, whatever the case may be, 25, 35, 45, make sure your affairs are in order. If something is to happen to you, that your family is taken care of, I got all of that in writing. It's legal. It's notarized. All of that. She'd take care of you from top to bottom. So law offices of Lenore Grantham. Lenore Grantham on the gram. I'll throw that in the details of the podcast. But also, after you get done with that, you're going to be hungry, and I know that for a fact. Just slide on to the east side, 2440 East 7 Mile, Generations Bistro, Soul Food from the Heart and Soul, Chef Tommy, who just happens to be my dad. I mean, best food you're going to eat, you know. Best-selling oxtails and dressing and pepper steak and the beef ribs. Go eat, man. Just, I'm not about to talk y'all to death. Just go eat. If you don't like it, come see me. If you go to Generations Bistro and you don't like your food and you can tell me that with a straight face, I will give you your money back for that food. That's how confident I am in the food. So, yeah, let's get to it. Season 2, Episode 3. Let's just start with the elephant in the room. Let's start with this. Let's start with the, you know what? I don't want to start with that. I'm going to start with the Super Bowl. Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl again. And y'all know I'm not a gambling man, but if I was, I can't go against my boy. Y'all thought Drew Brees was going to beat him. Y'all thought Aaron Rodgers was going to beat them. And although Patrick Mahomes beat them earlier this year, last time they've been in the championship game, y'all thought Patrick was going to beat them. Pat is nice. Their offense is insane. But what Tom has been able to do without a full roster time and time again, I'm just not sure how y'all can confidently bet against this man. Like, I don't hear enough skepticism in y'all voice when y'all pick somebody that's not Tom Brady to win a game that Tom is playing in. I'm going to leave that at that. Staying in that football realm, Matt Stafford is finally gone. And I just want to let y'all know that I shouted so good when I had that. I got that notification. I ain't shouted like that since I first got the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell y'all that. There's been 2 times in my life where I really shouted. Getting the Holy Ghost and Matt Stafford being traded. I don't care who we got back. And people, y'all know, if I've talked to you about the Lions in any capacity, you know that I have a very strong I don't even want to say the word disdain. I just don't appreciate how Lions organization left this man on a platform with zero accountability, right? Like, zero playoff wins. All these records and no-look passes, like, that's fine and dandy. But you can't win, bro. You can't win. But isn't that all his fault? I'm glad that the front office is finally being completely broken down and rebuilt and restructured from thank the Lord. In my 28 years of life, the Lions have not won a playoff game. They've been in a wild card. They've been wild card team, I think, three times. Lost every time. And, of course, the notorious 0-16 season, which was 2008. 0-16, bro. If y'all don't draft a black quarterback, Detroit Lions, I promise, for God, if y'all don't draft a black Justin Fields, if he is still sitting there at number 7, y'all, I don't understand how you can beat downtown Detroit. Do y'all remember how much love we have for Calvin Johnson, dog? If y'all don't bring a black quarterback, if y'all got the number 7 pick still when draft day comes and Justin Fields is still on the board, Lions, I swear for Jesus, if y'all don't draft Justin Fields, I'm going to organize a boycott. I don't even know how many fans y'all allow in Ford Field, but I'm organizing from my home, and I'm gonna get on the shit, the black web, dark web. I'm gonna organize a riot. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. We dealt with this for too long. Pistons, y'all niggas next. Detroit Pistons, y'all are next. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop overpaying niggas who don't need all this money. Stop botching draft picks year after freaking year. Y'all next. Detroit Tigers, don't think we forgot about y'all either. 2021 is finna be the most summery summers that the city of Detroit has witnessed in a long, like, niggas finna start going back to the Riverwalk this year just to not be in the house. I'll be damned if y'all downtown teams, all three of y'all niggas as neighbors, y'all can't string some wins together. I'm sick of this. We finna start watching soccer. Detroit has a soccer team, a football club. Shout out my boy TJ. We finna start watching soccer. We need some light. We need some new energy. Y'all done did all this rebuilding, up or down, Livernois, all of that. I'll tell y'all what. Kwame is home. If y'all niggas can't win and Kwame back, y'all just have no respect for, you know, those who walk so that you can run. I ain't even planning to be mad to kick off the show like this. I started this show off in a good mood. I worked out today. Shout out to Bandcamp, Fit with D Hill. Hit my boy up on the gram. He got the workouts, the in-home workouts. Don't take long. I think I did mine in like 21 or 27 minutes. Full body workout. Cardio, core, arms, shoulders, legs, we get it in. Just 3 days a week, man. None too extensive. The abs workout is separate, but he only care about his abs. So if you're not ready to really work out, don't try to do that. Because the abs is for niggas who like already halfway got abs. If you like 0% abs right now, you gotta do like 30% of the ab workout. Because boy, you won't be able to boo-boo. After you do the ab work, like if you try to do the ab workout in full and you ain't got enough abs to get you started, sorry. But you know, I was in a good mood. I worked out. I've checked all my bills. I don't owe nobody no money today. I paid for childcare for another 2 weeks. Like, just, and then y'all made me start talking about Detroit sports. So this is y'all fault. I blame y'all, really. I do. So staying in good news. I'm not about to talk about the sports no more. We're supposed to be getting a dog next week. We're getting a dog next week. Alexis and Drew really wanted a dog, so I finally gave in. Let them get a dog. So I'm gonna keep y'all updated on that. I'm gonna become a professional dog trainer when we get this dog, and I'm gonna keep y'all updated on our training progress. I'm gonna make these reels. Started doing reels today. Reels. That word don't sound funny when y'all say your reels. Reels. Do y'all say like reels with an I or reels with two E's? Reels versus reels. Black people, we always say like the same shit different ways. It's so funny. So yeah, I'm gonna become a professional dog trainer. Start training my boy after a very vigorous boating process. You know, the kids and my wife, because the name we picked was not my boat. They have elected to name the dog Snoop. So the dog's name is Snoop. You got his crate is waiting for him. Bed, couple toys, leash is on deck, bowls. We just, according to the countdown I'm looking at, we got 11 days until my boy come to the crib. So free Snoop. Free Snoop till it's backwards. You know, the picture of my boy on the t-shirt. Come home. You know, get my boy up out that box. But he be here, and I want y'all to stay tuned, man. So I want y'all to follow me and follow Lex. And we're going to let y'all know how this training journey is going with my boy Snoop. Free Snoop till it's backwards. I just like saying that. Like, you know, when I first read it, I'm like, oh, niggas is clever. Like, niggas with criminal friends, y'all clever. Free so-and-so till it's backwards. And I have to say that shit back. I'm like, oh, so-and-so free. That shit's sweet. Like, but y'all niggas be wanting the wrong niggas free. Some niggas like, Kwame, come on home, fam. Ain't nobody get hurt. No, you ain't do no, what's the word they use on the SVU intro? You ain't do no shit like that. Like, just you know, you just move some numbers around. A couple text messages. You ain't nobody hurt because of that. You come on home, fam. But it be, some niggas, y'all be telling we need to free. Nah, my dog, leave my mans in there. Leave however many years, let them years, you know, my man's got to do his time, fam. He might need all that time to come out a born-again Muslim. Sometimes we be letting niggas go too soon, and, like, they be coming home right before they was about to start reading the Quran. Sometimes we got to let niggas get a little taste of that Quran first. Like, imagine if Detroit Red would have been freed before he started reading the Quran. Imagine if we would have never got Malcolm X because niggas at the crib talk about free Detroit Red till it's backwards. Y'all lives would not be the same. Some niggas we just gotta let, we gotta let them sit in there for a minute. Some shit just, you know, some niggas don't need to come home that soon. Whoopings and shit, like, we try to whoop niggas when they kids and we ground them and we punish them. Some niggas just need to go to prison. But what I learned about myself, I'm not that nigga. I learned a long time ago, like, some shit I wasn't gonna do. I knew I wasn't cut out for prison. I'm not tough enough. I know for a fact that I'm not tough enough to go to jail. It's just not. I'm so scared about where I will fall on the food chain if I ended up in prison. It's just that thought alone has kept me out of so many cars and kept me off of so many dummy missions in high school and in college. Shit, like, I party with the same people on the same day a week at the same house in college. I want all this random shit pop up over here. Nah, fam. I don't know y'all niggas well enough. I don't know what kind of shit y'all do when ain't nobody watching. And I don't know how long people been watching you do shit that you think ain't nobody seen. I'm too afraid of how I'll end up in jail. I'm fully confident in who I am as a person. Like, my only hope, I will have to just go to prison and I'm just going to have to be the guy that everybody likes. Like, you need another hostess. I'm going to go grab that for you, my dog. Don't even get up, G. I know somebody around. I'm gonna go grab that. My head is down. I'm not looking at nobody crazy. Cause you're not about to catch me. I'm friends with the guard. See, I don't know. Like, my vision of prison is so construed because the only thing I know about prison is like movies and shit. I can't. Like, my dad don't like military and prison movies because it triggers him. He was in the military. He used to work in a prison. Like, he don't watch that shit. And when he told me that, I was like 9, 10. And I didn't know what that meant until I got up. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, oh, they got all these documentaries about prison on Netflix. And I be wanting to watch them. Like, what's that shit called? Like, first 30 days, first 60 days. And, you know, the hardest prisons in the country. And top level security level, this level. Nah, fam. Run, slide on down to documentaries. And yep, I need you to pull up that Vince Carter documentary. We can watch that one right there. I will watch a documentary on whales before I sit and dive into a prison documentary. That shit is just not for me. And then when niggas come home and they institutionalized, I don't even know how we got in this prison conversation. Oh, they're free. Okay. When niggas come home and they institutionalize, that shit different, bro. I've dealt with institutionalized men in my profession, and it's different. And I know some of y'all have dealt with that in y'all family, and it's different. and the spectrum is so long for, you know, how so-and-so comes home. But I tell y'all what, I commend the families who opened up and embraced their homes to their family members who they know for sure did their time, and they come home a little different. I commend that for sure, because that's no easy task, especially depending on why they went away, when they went away, where they were, how long they were there, and then, you know, just what happens on the inside. Long story short, I stopped like stealing Snickers and shit when it was like I realized I'm not for jail. You got to know your lane. Did we talk about this a couple episodes ago? You got to know who you are in life, or you just got to know the shit that you can and can't or should and shouldn't do. I knew the best route for me was when I found out that I could impregnate a woman when Les got pregnant. I'm like, all right, here we go, y'all. Life has started. This is your role now, Terrence. This is where you live. How did Will Smith tell my man on Hitch? This is where you live right here. All them other dance moves? No, this is where you live. That was it for me. That was it. I ain't doing nothing crazy, nothing out the blue. If you call me for an opportunity and you can't fully explain in detail what the opportunity is, I'm not your guy. I'm all for having fun and, you know, doing sporadic shit and spot. But nah, fam, I'm very aware of shit that sounds sketchy, and I don't indulge in shit that sounds sketchy. All right, that's enough of that. Is it time for a commercial break? Not yet. Shout out Trap Politics. My boy Jay Walk getting it popping with the t-shirts. The infographics on Instagram. I think it's trap_politics_. Y'all tap in with my boy, man. Get the information, the news, t-shirts. I got a few t-shirts. I got a t-shirt I ain't wore yet, Jay Walk. I ain't put on that Barack Obama shirt yet. It's just the time is not right. You wear a Barack Obama shirt, it's got to get as much visibility as possible. And I don't go nowhere. And the reason I don't go nowhere is because it's too dangerous. COVID has gotten very close to home, and by the grace of God, we have tested negative every time. And by we, I mean like all five of us that live here. But I tell y'all what, my kids, I listened to my kids get the test in the other room while I was getting my vitals and shit. And boy, you'd have thought they were sawing my son's ankle off. By my son, I mean the 7-year-old. To his defense, he was anticipating because he had got the test before. But boy, Drew made some sounds in that other room, dog. I ain't never heard no sounds like that in my life. Corey broke down. She cried for sure, but the shit that Drew did, the sound that Drew did, Drew sounded like if a whale had arms, but like T-Rex arms, and you tried to tie the arms behind the whale's back. That's how Drew sounded when he got his shot, when he got his nose swabbed. And he only did one nostril, bro. The first time I got tested, they did two nostrils. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. That was a tearjerker. Two nostrils was a tearjerker. But the second time, they only did one nostril. And, it was just like, this was crazy. I don't even remember how Shane acted. It was cool. I promised them they could have pizza that night. They did all right. You know, I don't think too many of y'all is going into these COVID tests like a straight G, like just straight faith. Good. Ain't y'all, niggas ain't doing that. Niggas don't get stuff stuck that far up their nose on purpose. Y'all don't do that. And I'm not a fan of getting stuff put inside of me. I'm going to tell y'all a story. I'm going to tell y'all a story because we people, like y'all my people. I had a homeboy. High school, it's my man's. He'll laugh at the story to this day, but I'm not gonna say his name. It's my man's, and he was sexually active, very sexually active. And I remember the first time he told me, and this is not a taboo subject. In 2021, we are getting tested. We are knowing our status. Like if you're having multiple partners, and you know you round the way, you doing your thing, know your status, get tested, right? So my man goes and get tested, and he comes back and he called me. He like, hey, you know, I got tested. I'm like, all right, bet. How was it? Because this is how it was 10 years ago. So 10 years ago, the getting tested thing was still taboo. It was just like, you talked about it if you had to. That was it. So he called me like, yo, I got tested. I'm like, how was it? He like, man, they got this long like Q-tip thing, and I'll never forget this story, bro, because I've been like, it's haunted me. It's like this long Q-tip thing, and they stuck it. What is it? Your urethra? They stuck it. I said, hold on. Hold on, man. He said, bro, it hurt so bad. I said, see, nigga, it's shit like that. Like, he told me that, and I wasn't, like, crazy sexually. I went to work. I played basketball. Like, I was at the crib. I told you, I didn't do no random dummy missions, bro, because I'm not built for jail. So where I lived, I wasn't trying to bust them girls down, but I also wasn't going on my way to be y'all up and through the way to bust other girls down. So he told me, and I'm like, see, it's shit like that, fam. I'm going to just chill. I'm going to just wait until my time comes. I'm going to wait until, like, God shows me, Terrence, it's time. Do it. Because I don't want to ever have to get no long Q-tip stuck inside of my urethra, ever. Sorry, Mom, this is too much for you, though. You know, you come to the People's Choice Podcast. We're here because of the authenticity. We keep it very transparent here. And I'm one of them people where I learn from other people's mistakes and stories and shit. Like, I'm not finna be the one. You already told me what that was like. You told me exactly what it took to get to that point. And that point, I never want to go there. So I'm not going to do the shit that you did out of potential of getting to the point that you just told me was so painful. I'm straight. In high school, y'all know high school, you niggas driving, little job, little sideburns coming in, little mustache starting to grow, right? Nigga had waves. I was chilling. But, you know, I'm not not happening. I'm scared to go get my prostate check, bro. They trying to move that shit down to like low 30s, and I'll be 30 next year, and we're gonna have to have a conversation. Me and my primary care physician, we're gonna have to have a real gritty conversation. Cause, fam, I need technology to evolve to the point where by the time it's time for me, like it's the last second of the game, and I have to get my prostate checked, I need it to just be like a CT scan type of thing. I need just, you know, here, it's going to feel like you're peeing on yourself a little bit, you know, sitting here for about 30 minutes, we're going to pull you out. I can deal with that. Little x-ray, little butt x-ray, okay, little, we can do that. I'm even open to bending over for the x-ray. That I'm okay with that. But I need all you scientists and chemists and engineers, I need y'all to come together and come up with a plan for niggas like me. I'm gonna make it like if when it's time for me to get my prostate check, if the time has come and technology has not evolved and developed and we still got to do it the way that they do it, I'm about to give y'all the hardest time. Y'all not about to play with me. So if you out there, if you listening, all my engineering homies and listeners, all my doctors and nurses and frontline workers and essential workers, I need y'all to start having this conversation. How can we develop the prostate check technology so that men do not have to be, so we don't have to be invasive. That's what they call it, invasive. We don't have to be invasive on the male anatomy. How can we check the prostate? I went to a chiropractor the other day. Shout out to my wife, because some shit I only do because my wife strongly encourages it. And by that, I mean she calls and makes the appointment. That's, you know, sidebar. That is a top three reason to get married, fellas. Top three reason. Swear to God. She tried to tell me I need to get a new primary care since we're moving. Like, baby, find me one. Why are you telling me this? You know I don't do well with shit. Like, call the places, and I don't care, just find me a doctor. And she tried to fight it at first, and then she just, you know, she fell into her wifely duties. My dentist, like, I gotta get my wisdom teeth put out. Like, she called and made, you know, got the information for me to go get the consultation and the x-rays. Top three reason to get married. I was upset though the other week. She made me call and make my own dentist appointment. I don't like having to do shit like that. I don't want to have to call and make my own appointments, baby. I didn't get married to still have to call and make my own appointments. When I grew up, my mama made all my appointments, except for my barbershop. By the time I started driving, I made my own barber appointment because I had shit to do. But it didn't involve having a lot of sex because we know the possibilities that can come from that. Long Q-tip, right? So I got married and I'm like, you know, baby, making appointments is your thing. You have fun with that. You like calling and asking questions. Because I'm a call, I'm make the appointment. I'm not asking no extra questions. I'm not asking no insurance shit. I'm not asking, like, just, baby, that's your thing. You like doing that. It's a hobby of hers. My wife has a hobby of calling and making appointments. She likes to put shit on our shared calendar. I wholeheartedly appreciate that. I've gotten a little better. I'll add my haircuts to the appointment when I'm going to get my hair braided. I'll throw it on the calendar. So long story short, what was we talking about? How do we get to my wife making appointments? Top three reasons. It was supposed to be a sidebar. Y'all put it in the middle bar. I need y'all to get the prostate check technology developed. Please, I'm begging you. Please. Thank you. I know a lot of the people that work in hospitals. I will start calling names. Don't play with me. I will be 29 this year. By the time I have to get my prostate check, there needs to be a way for it to happen without y'all having to be invasive. Okay? Thank you. Michigan State Spartans basketball team, men's basketball team, get y'all shit together. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. T.I. and Tiny have been accused, I don't even know how many times, because some could be fake, some could not be. Here's what I'm going to say about this. Right? In this essay, I want us to focus on the fact that stories like this can be told, fabricated, exaggerated, articulated, expressed. The fact that stories like this can be told on you, about you, to any degree, whether all of them are true or not, speaks to who you are. Drew, you in class? 12:45? Y'all know how we do, man. Y'all in my house. Y'all in my home. Keep trying. Man, 12:45, you need to be in class. Thank you. If these stories can be told about you, it speaks to who you are as a person. Flat out. Whatever the details are or aren't, however many people came out and told the truth or not, if 20 stories dropped and two or three of them are true, those two or three have allowed the other 17 or 18 to grow like weeds. Why? Because we've discovered a pattern. We have established a pattern in behavior. So now it is easy to make you the scapegoat. It is now easy to black sheep you. Okay. All them posters, remember them posters we was in elementary school? Character is who you are when nobody's looking. Character is what you do when nobody's looking, when nobody can see you. What kind of stories can be told about you privately, publicly, social media, video, tweet, tell all book? What kind of stories can be told about you? One of my homeboys, my OGs, shout out Walt Baby Love, my mans. A lot of years ago, right, when I got kicked out of school, when I flunked out of school, I didn't get kicked out, I flunked out because I went back and I graduated, got my shit together. He told me, I remember exactly where we were, me, him, Bihar, 100 grand, Bihar, my mans. And he said, T, I've seen niggas come through Michigan State left and right, right? When you leave, how are they going to remember you? When you leave, what will your name be associated with? What will it be attached to? How will the myth, the story, the legacy of TG live after you're gone? And I took that and I held on. That was a very vulnerable moment in my life. Like, these are the only two people, well, outside of my wife and like my mom and dad who knew that I had flunked out of college. And I held on to that because that matters, right? I know a lot of y'all, I don't care what people think about me, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I don't either. But the reason I can confidently say I don't care what people think about me is because I know who I am when nobody's watching. So we bring this back in, right? Because I'm not about to go down a rabbit hole of the stuff that they were accused of doing and allegedly did, blah, blah, blah. But I want us to understand that the fact that we can say certain things about certain people, like if there's five people in five different rooms with five completely unrelated groups of people, all five of these people know me, right? I should be able to guess or know or assume what these five people could be saying about me in these five unrelated rooms with these five unrelated groups of people. That's how confident I am in who I am. That's, yeah, how I am. There's a lot of us who walk up and down the street every day and we are different people around different people. And now these different people go into these different rooms, and when it's time to speak on your behalf, they're telling different stories. But imagine that you've created such a consistent and welcoming personality that I could go to sleep right now, wake up in 3 hours, and if you said, hey, such and such, such and such, we'll just talk about you, I know what they said. So I say that to say that the accused parties in these stories are not surprised. They're not shocked. They were not taken aback. This is not news that they've never heard, because you know who you are. You know exactly who you are. We've seen it time and time again. Yet just stories can't snowball without there being an element of truth to them. And that's my opinion on any situation like this, regardless of what the alleged, you know, quote unquote crimes may or may not be. There's an essence of self-accountability, responsibility. I know who I am. So there's not a doubt in my mind what anybody who actually knows me could be saying about me, because I know what my relationship is with that person. So if your relationship with these people is only to that of parties and drugs and sex and late night and esque, like, what else do they have to talk about when it comes to who you are? So if this has happened once or twice or three times and you're overlapping people, I'm not sure how the confusion has come to light about whether or not these stories are true or not. Even if all 20 of them aren't, if two or three of them are, and again, regardless of the conversation, the topic, the whatever, the people, the persons, as an accused party, you can't be so dismissive of these things, because somewhere down the line there's an element of truth to this. If a serial killer goes off and kills five or six people and they try to hang him for seven or eight people and he tries to stand on them last two not mine, well fam, fuck the last two. A pattern of behavior. When you study people, behavior is the best teller of what's to come. Past behavior, past patterns is the best teller, best predictor of what's to come. People are creatures of habit. We do shit the same way every time. Buddy is whenever Buddy sees me cut pancakes or waffles, he always laughs at how I cut my pancakes or waffles. I come the same way every single time. When I make my kids waffles in the morning, I cut them the same way I've cut my pancakes and waffles every time since I started cutting my own pancakes and waffles. We are creatures of habit. When something happens out of the norm of what your habit is, what your routine is, it fucks you up. Throws you off. There are people who know their day is off because they didn't get their workout in the morning. They didn't get their coffee, right? They forgot to put gas in their tank the night before, which is what they normally do. Not it, you know. Children, they develop healthier and better and faster when you attach them to routines. Same thing, same time, every day. I told y'all this a couple episodes ago. When that sun go down, and I tell my kids to go use the bathroom, if it's dark and I say go use the bathroom, they automatically say, but I don't want to go to bed. Because they've attached darkness and go use the bathroom and pajamas to bedtime. So because we develop that as children and we grow into our adult life, I know a lot of y'all try to think that y'all don't understand how the shit transcends time, but we do shit out of habit, routine. But that's I don't want to preach on that. Y'all made me preach last episode, or I don't know, one episode. I didn't mean to do that, but y'all be putting me in a position to jump to E flat so fast, so fast. But I feel like the streets being, this is why I created this podcast, so I could come on here, say some shit, and get off my chest. But y'all know where to find me. It's the People's Choice Podcast on Instagram, TPC Pod on Twitter, TG the host everywhere. Screenshot me, share this, like this, subscribe, post me, tag me, follow me. What's your favorite part? You know, what you like the most, what you want to see happen about the podcast. All of that. Do what you need to do, however you need to do it. But I appreciate you listening. First time, second time, third time listeners. Everybody who's caught up all the way from when we first got the show started, I thank you. I appreciate you. To everybody who's worn washed apparel, thank you. Bought it, paid for it, thank you. If I still have you washed apparel, it's mine now, sorry. Other than that, I want y'all to be safe. Wear your mask. Social distance, drive safe, still winter time in Michigan. Enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, love on the people that you love in person to their face out loud. My prayers are for and to and extended to anybody who is dealing with death and passing and mourning of a loved one, of a family member, of a friend, from the deepest depths of my heart, my wife, my kids. If we like that and you need anything, hit us up, man. Only if we like that. Don't be, I don't know you. Don't play with me, dog. You know who you are or who you aren't. So, for sure, our condolences, our love, our arms are open. I'm not going to say our home is open because you know what time it is. But, you know, everybody who's dealing with that in these COVID times where you can't have, you know, the funerals that we're accustomed to, the family hours that we're accustomed to, we can't all gather at, you know, the family member's home and just mourn together and laugh and joke and eat and fellowship. So it's a tough time, and it's a tough time to bring life into the world, and it's also a tough time to say goodbye to people who we have known and loved for so long. So my prayers to all of those who have had to deal with that, who are dealing with that, I mean, and who might, you know, deal with it coming up. So other than that, man, y'all keep people safe. Understand who you're around, who's in your home, whose home you are in. But outside of that, that's all I got. The mixes, Mixcloud, Spin Cycle, podcast. I'm ready to get back on stage. I'll tell you that. I miss the stage. I miss audiences. I miss crowds. I miss y'all. I'm ready to get back on stage. When outside come up, somebody do an outdoor. Let me stop. I'm gonna put that in the tuck. Mario, I'm finna text you, dog. We got something to talk about. Y'all be safe. Y'all be easy. I'm up out of here.